Children, listen to me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. We're going to be very, very good this morning. We should be very, very good every day. But today, let's be really, really good because your mom has done a lot for you. Did you know that? Your mom has done a lot for you. Well, my mom ain't ever done nothing for me. Who do you think kept your butt from being completely eroded and gone by now by changing your dirty, stinking diapers? You'd had diaper rash to the bone, but they got up in the middle of the night and they changed you. They got up in the middle, Dad does sometimes, you know, got up in the middle of the night, gave you a bottle, listened to you scream when you were teething, and et cetera, et cetera. Watch you go through phases, and they're still watching you go through phases. So praise God for mamas, and just because we're going to have a time here real soon where you're going to lay hands on your mama, holy hands, and we're going to pray over them, and God's going to, well, I just want to read just a little bit of scripture. Is that okay? Go to Exodus 20. Y'all know what's in Exodus 20. I know you do. But read it anyway. Well, you know, I thought, well, brother, I'm not under the law anymore. Well, you know what I was thinking this morning when you say that? You say, well, Lord, I ain't under the blessings no more. Think about it. You want to claim all the blessings in the old covenant, but no, I'm not under the law, praise God. Jesus set us free from the law of what? The law of the word? Law of sin and death. He didn't set us free from the law. What's the law do? The law is the reason there's not people coming in here and ripping us off right now with machine guns. The law is good. The law is a schoolmaster, right? The law is not bad. And there's this teaching going on right now that anything that makes you obey anything's bad. That's crap. That's not the gospel. That's not the word of God. The law is good. Without the law, I wouldn't have known that I was messed up. Without the law, I wouldn't know I'm still messed up sometimes. Got to get us closer, right? So praise God. Say, praise God for the law. Praise God for the law. So this is the law, the Ten Commandments, right? And Jesus said, and was it the guy he was talking to, or was it Jesus? Well, anyway, I will put all the laws into two. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And you look at the Ten Commandments, they're like four or five unto God, and four or five, it's vertical and horizontal. If you look at it, they cover those two. So all the dietary laws and everything, yeah, they got a little bit out of hand. But praise God, I think that's the kind of laws we're free of. But eating certain foods, you know, really there's wisdom in that if you want to live long. So I choose to eat pork because I like pork more than I do 150 years maybe. But anyway, sorry. Exodus 20, verse 1, God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Y'all stand up real quick. We got to get Jewish here for a second. I want to hear. Y'all clap when this gets going. You get the right beat, somebody. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. Hallelujah. Sing it. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. Hallelujah. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy mind. Give him glory, King of glory. In his ways delight. There is no other Savior.
No other like we. We lift our voice in declaration.
Hero Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. Hallelujah. Hero Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. Hallelujah. One more time. Hero Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. Hallelujah. Yay. One more. Zacchaeus, well, no. He was a Jew. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. How many of y'all been brought out of the house of bondage? Yeah! Free! Free from the law of sin and death. Free from addictions, praise God. There's still more to go, God, but that's okay. Every day, glory to glory to glory to glory to glory, right? Amen. Hey, come on, young people. You're not going forward, you're going backward. You're not going forward, you're going backward. Nina, if you're not going forward, you're going backward. Christian, there is no safe place in the Christian walk. You can't just go, I'm going to park here. I tried. I started going, it don't work. You got to move on. You got to press on. Anyway, I said I was going to be quick, so I better hurry. You will have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image of any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or is in earth below or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I am the Lord your God and I am a what? Jealous God, visiting the iniquity. What's iniquity? Sin. It's even deeper than sin. It's yucky. Iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and the fourth generations of those who hate me. But showing mercy. Whoa, what a promise. To thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold you guiltless who takes his name in vain. What's vain mean? Well, really, you know, you could say it's the big G, D word, you know, but anytime you use the name of God or Jesus flippantly, you're taking his name in vain. Let me just give you an example, because I don't like it. I know y'all may even do it. If you do, wash me, Jesus. Y'all forgive me. But, you know, when people go, Jesus, you know, that is not honoring Jesus. And there's one that's going around now. It's just so popular, but it makes me sick. Oh, my God. And then you'll even text it, right? OMG. Don't do that. You're taking the Lord's name. I'm sorry. You are taking the Lord's name in vain. If you've done it, you know, don't. I'm not throwing those stones at you. I'm just telling you what it's doing. It's making that non-working. It's just a word. You've cheapened the name of our God. Don't do that. And I could go on with people who have... Okay, I'm just going to spill it out. This is Mother's Day. I shouldn't be doing this. And I'm not picking anybody out, but I just want you to think the next time you use a word to replace a word. Just go on and say the whole thing, okay? When you say the F word or you say something that I'm not even going to say I'm in church, okay? But you know what I'm talking about. Something to replace it and make it socially acceptable. Don't do it. You're saying the same thing. Go on and let it fly. Then mom can smack your face off. But don't think that's okay. I'm going to replace it with it. Oh, well, I've done made y'all mad now. Just, I'm backing mama's up, praise God. Unless mama's doing it. No. I am a jealous God. Now, we did that. You will not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold you guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord your God. You shall do no work, your son, your daughter, your male servant. I'm not going to read it. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth. And I'm not cheapening this one either. If you do not get a Sabbath day's rest, if you don't get time to spend in the secret place of the Most High, it's going to start tearing you down. It's going to physically tear you down. It's going to spiritually tear you down. And, you know, you could say, well, we're not under the law. Well, why wouldn't you want to rest? If God decided to rest, he surely didn't need to rest. It was an example, wasn't it? Just like Jesus, when he baptized John the Baptist baptized him, he said, no, I'm doing this for an example. No, I don't need to be baptized. I'm clean. I'm washed. But you shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet your neighbor's house, donkey, da, 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 da. So I left one out, and that one was what? I left out, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. And you know, I got to looking at these, and you correct me if I'm wrong later, you can look it up, but I looked, every one of them was thou shall not. Just about every one of them is don't do this. But I noticed that this one's not don't do this, it says honor your father and your mother, not because there's going to be some kind of punishment, but if you do honor your mother and father, long will be your days in the land that I'm about to give you, right? So young people, a lot of y'all are growing up. This is what I'm going to do when I grow up. That's what I'm going to do when I grow up. This is my heart's desire, right? I think most of y'all, I know the kids in this church have a, you can tell their heart's desire. They've developed, praise God for godly families because they've developed that heart's desire way quicker than I did. I didn't know I wanted to do the rest of my life till I did it. But some of you guys have got aspiration and vision. Godly vision, praise God for that, right? But if you don't honor your father and mother now, the land you're about to enter, what's it say? Let's read that together. Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother. Let's say it together. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord God is giving you. And I looked up honor, kabod. It says to be heavy, to be weighty, to be honored, to enjoy honor, to abundantly honor. You know, and I thought kabod, that sounds a lot like, kabad. It's kabad. It sounds strangely like kabod. And you know what kabod is? It's glory. It's the glory of God. Kabod means what? It means abundance, riches, honor, splendor, glory, honor, dignity, reputation, weightiness, heaviness. It talks about the glory of God. So that's real similar to the glory of God, honor. So we should honor those who need to be honored, right? We should. There's a blessing in honor. There really is. And that your days shall be long upon the land. I looked up long, and it means to prolong your days, to make long your tent cords, to continue long. What's your tent cords got to do with anything? It says extend out your, pull out your cords, your tent cords, expand your tent, make your tent bigger. See, God has some great things for us. And I don't think we've got a great, I hope we don't have a great deal of disrespect for your parents here, but Lord, I don't know how many of y'all were rebellious when you was growing up. I was, but God forgave me. And I went back, you know, when I told my mom, man, you know, I had a chance to repent to her, and I had a chance to repent to my dad, and I'm like, Mom, I'm sorry I was such a pain. I'm sorry I kept you up at night worrying about me. I'm sorry I kept you up. And my mama, your mama, guys. Your mama lays awake at night if you're out, whether you're doing wrong or right, because she's praying for you. And moms, is that true?
Yeah, amen.
Praise God. Praise God for praying mamas. So really what I want to do is I want to honor y'all, because I figured if the children are honored by honoring you, or if they get the promise of long life and they get the promise of their tents being expanded, I figure if that applies to the children, why wouldn't that apply to the church? So we want to honor you, not selfishly, but we know there's blessings in that. So here's what we're going to do. All mothers, I want you to line up across here. Right now, come on and line up across here. No, Si, not you. Line up across here. We're going to pray for you. Y'all getting a nice line. Praise God. Turn this way, though, because I'm going to put some people behind you. Yeah, face the stage. Yeah. Come on up here, mamas. Come on. Don't hold back now. You can sit up here, and if you can't get up here, for Laura, you don't feel like getting up here, we can. Now, children, I want you to get behind your mama. And husbands, I want you to get behind your mama. Not your mama. Your bride. Come on, Holly, get up here and stand behind a spiritual mama or something. Wow, what a beautiful sight.
We're working.
Yeah. Mother, I adore you. Yes, Jesus. Lord God, just put your hands on your mom, and let's bless them. I want you to pray your blood. Just start praying blessings on your mom, would you, or your wife. Start praying blessings on them in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you so much, God, for their faithfulness, God. We thank you, Lord, God. Even when they strayed, God, they came back. And, God, they are truly, y'all are truly virtuous women. And you'll never meet up with the virtuous woman scripture. You're way above that because you are washed in the blood of Jesus. You are filled with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name, Lord. We bless our mamas right now in Jesus' name. We bless them with a fresh anointing. We bless them, God, to be a blessing, God. We bless them that their prodigal children will come home in Jesus' name, God. Would come home quickly. Would come home repenting, God. Would come home and say, oh, mama, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. God, that you'll call them out right now from the north, from the south, from the east and the west, God, that your house can be filled, that there can be peace in mama's house, God, that mama won't have to worry about her stray son or daughter anymore, God. Come home. Come home. Come home. Come home in Jesus' name. Come home. And God, those that are worried about children right now that are growing up and they're starting to test their wings, God, right now, put a chain around them, God. Yank them back in to the house. Yank them back into the presence of God. Yank them back quickly, God, that they don't stray very far at all, God, in Jesus' name. Just like the diamond rings that came home, God, bring those children home, God. If your angels can gather them up, God, gather up the prodigal. Gather up the lost right now, Jesus. And I curse guilt right now. Listen, I curse guilt right now. Oh, if I'd done this. Oh, if I'd done that. Shut up, liar. They raised them up in the ways of the Lord. And when they're old, they will not depart from it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you for total peace and forgiveness, God. In Jesus' name. Lord, I bless these mamas. God, some of them have given it all for you, God. For your kingdom, for their children. And God, Lord, I pray over weariness right now. It gets hard. It gets long sometimes, God. You give them peace. And God, like when you went to the cross, you said you despise the shame, you despise the pain, but the joy that was set before you, you endured the cross, God. The joy that's set before these mothers right now. Let that joy, when they see the fullness of what they've done, come to fruition. Let them see just a piece of that right now, Jesus. I just want to anoint y'all right quick. Praise the Lord.